The next item is the Finance Committee report. Lavarne, do you want to present that? And I just want to say, I noticed that the report is very extended, so since you submitted it in writing, maybe you could give it rather than the whole thing, but that's up to you.
So how much time on this?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. In fact, I was doing some revisions as we were speaking. Okay. So this is the Finance Committee report, and we just would like to say that we meet regularly, and the meetings that we held were on the 15th of February, the 1st of March, and we had a meeting last night. We meet by teleconference, and the next scheduled meeting for all, you can put this on your calendar, is Monday, April the 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And we, as usual, we monitor financial activities as reported by the CFO at each meeting, including the January year-to-date financials and quarter-ending headcount for each foundation operating unit. A closed session was held on March the 1st, 2007, in which the CFO briefed the committee on the possible financial impact of pending litigation. And committee officers were elected for the new term, with the foundation secretary acting as teller. And I believe you have a list of the current members of the committee. The secretary was again placed as the committee chair and treasurer. And Terry Goodman, who's LSB treasurer, new to the Finance Committee this year, is the committee secretary. And we'd like to really commend Terry for really helping me get some things done here. Okay. And the first thing we'd like to report on, it's a little different from what you have there in your package, is the report on the financial impact statement. And at our last meeting last night, the committee reviewed the financial impact statement prepared for a proposal that would come before the BNB when, the 6th or whatever. And we report our findings as follows. Resolved. The PNB Finance Committee has reviewed the CFO's financial impact summary for the DDD project as amended and finds the project financially feasible and the impact summary reasonable, but recommends that the PNB carefully ensure compliance with the self-dealing provisions of the California Corporations Code and IRS tax codes pertaining to determination of status as an employee versus a contractor. The National Finance Committee is not reviewing or commenting upon the merits of any particular individual. Let me just go to my other sheet here. Of any particular person doing this work. Okay. And the preliminary proposed goals and objectives for 2007, I won't go through that. What we've done as a committee is to look at the preliminary, at the goals and objectives we had actually outlined, and we submitted at the PNB meeting in Houston. And what we've done is we've actually identified a number of the goals and sort of rearranged them and looked at some of the things that we're doing. And just a couple of items I can touch on is that we want to develop an 18-month budget plan and outline or cycle. And what that allows the foundation to do is to look forward at the critical cash flow needs of the first quarter of the upcoming year. So that period of October, November, December, and particularly during the time before the first fund drive in October, you would really, the cash flow needs are really critical, and we need to really do a plan that would show that. And that's one of the things. The other things that we've actually done was to do, we had requested that for the PNB meetings, which is we're looking at being fiscally responsible. And what we'd ask is that a report be prepared by the CFO, which outlines all of the PNB, the cost for the PNB meetings. And actually, we did receive that sheet for Lonnie for the Houston meeting. And there had been some discussion, not in the last meeting, there had been some discussions about some of the expenses on there, like the ex-PNB member expenses that were outlined on the sheet. And the other major thing, as Greg is talking about, is really the new partners initiatives and how the finance committee can work with the ED and the CFO to identify the funds in the national office budget to explore outreach with potential new partners for the Pacifica network, and also this whole proposed the RFP process for dispersal of these funds. And the other one was to work with the CFO and the ET to identify creative sources within network and in community at large that support the mission and have the potential to develop additional revenue streams, and use that RFP process to look at those and determine viable strategies. And then another motion for consideration by the PNB is that the committee recommends the PNB adopt the following resolutions that was adopted by the committee, and that is, whereas the National Finance Committee, a motion that we would like to for future consideration by the PNB, and that's to have, just in summary, is to have at the PNB meetings, the in-person meetings, is to have a meeting with operations to look at the budgeting process and the various initiatives that have been developed either through operations and finance, and to look at how those initiatives can be implemented in the current year and also in future years. And I'm going between two reports here. So and the other motion, though, that we would like for you to consider is that resolved, this is a motion that was passed by the Finance Committee, and that's resolved that the financial impact statement shall indicate that the $15,000 funds to be expended shall be assigned to the consultant. I'm sorry, that was the amendment to that motion. Okay. So that's basically what we have done over the last 2 months since we met in Houston. So questions, comments?
Before you do that, Dee, can you comment just on the budget timeline process?
The budget timeline, that's also part of, I have a sheet here, I can go to that. The budget timeline, that was last year we'd actually drafted a motion, and I don't know why we haven't done it, actually submitted the motion for approval this year, but we drafted a motion on the budget timeline, and what we had outlined is that the CFO, along with the finance staff, and I believe they've done this, the business managers, they have had their initial meeting to really outline the process for this year for the budgeting process and developing a budget. And also part of that timeline is to engage and have a telephone conference call with the treasurers of the finance committee to start to coordinate the whole budgeting process for the foundation. And we do have a draft from our last year's motion, so we just need to submit that to the PNB for approval.
I just want to ask a question. Are you sure that we need that and that it's not a continuing resolution?
Well, if we look at the wording of last year's motion, and if it says 2006, I would think that we would need to do that.
Okay, great. Thank you. How much time do we have left, Wendy?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. We have 7 minutes left.
Are there questions regarding the report?
Mary Bird, this is a very small alarm. Would you send me anything that you changed so that I can have a copy of?
Yes, I will. I have
the report as presented rather than what I have now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else?
Okay, so the motion that we would like to consider, so should I read that again, and if there's then we can discuss the motion?
I don't think it doesn't require approval by the PMB.
The motion that was passed by the Finance Committee?
That's a statement of, oh wait.
There is a motion.
Okay. I have to yield the chair because I was an interested party in this, not an interested person as per the term of art. But is Sarv here?
No.
Sarv?
Dave, I just joined here, and I wasn't able to follow what was going on, and maybe Mary can share this one if it's possible.
Well, you don't need to worry about it. She's going to read the motion. You know how to chair it.
Okay,
she's going to take 10 minutes. Okay, I'm going to yield the chair.
And Mary, do you have a motion, or shall I read it again? I believe you have to
read it again because I didn't try to write it.
It's actually it's in the package that I sent, and that's the one that says resolve.
You haven't changed it.
What's that?
That's not one of the things you changed. Okay.
Oh yeah, it is. It's there in a package. I can tell you exactly where it is.
Your mother crying.
Just a second.
You're talking about item one, resolve the financial impact statement and so forth. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, that's the one.
All right. Well, I can read that one.
How long is the statement here, Mary?
It's about four, five lines. I don't know.
Okay, I'll read it. Here it is. Here we go.
Okay.
Here it is. Resolve. The PNB Finance Committee has reviewed the CFO's financial impact statement for the DDD project as amended and finds the project financially feasible and the impact summary reasonable, but recommends that the PNB carefully ensure compliance with the self-dealing provisions of the California Corporations Code and IRS tax codes pertaining to determination of status as an employee versus a contractor. The National Financial Finance Committee is not reviewing or commenting upon the merits of any particular person doing this work.
That's the motion.
Yes, that is the motion.
Thank you. Any discussion?
I just have a question.
Sure, go ahead, Dave.
The form of that motion is a recommendation by the committee, so isn't the motion before the board to simply receive the recommendation?
Yeah, I would think.
Well, receive the recommendation, and I don't know whether it was debated on by the parties here. So I thought I'd give them a last chance for this one if they have any kind of a concerns. If not, then we vote.
Yeah, I have a concern. This is Tom.
I have a form question. I'm vague on.
Just a second. One person at a time.
Point of order.
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah,
okay,
I just
Dave.
Want to clarify. I believe the form of the resolution before us would be to receive the recommendation because it says we recommend you do this. So then I'm asking the chair whether the form of the motion should properly be that the PNB receives accepts the report of the finance committee.
Well,
recommendation.
It's not even a motion then. It's just we always receive these reports from all the committees anyway, so we don't need to go through making motions about it. So I think we don't even need to make any motion on it. We just receive it. That's it.
Mary Bird, I would like to speak to that.
That's it. Sure. Go ahead, Mary.
Am I on the stack? This is Lydia also.
Just a second. Oh, okay. Lydia was there, and then Mary.
I think what Dave's wording was is my understanding conforms more to my understanding. What I see here is the committee is recommending that the PNB carefully ensure compliance. So it is recommending that we do take an action, not in this moment in a motion, but with these provisions so that we do pay attention and take an action. This influences our actions. So I think that we accept, if we agree with this, we would say that we accept the recommendation of the committee that we ensure that part of the resolution.
Well,
I don't think it's just that we received the report. There is an action called for. They are recommending that we carefully ensure compliance. So I think they're correct, and I think we do need to vote on that.
Lydia?
And then Wendy, please.
Yeah, I mean, I'm confused. Don't we always have to do that with anyone with whom we contract or have any kind of a financial agreement with?
Well,
I mean, we have our own
we must already, I know that we have a process involved. Is the CFO on the line, by the way?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I mean, don't we always, isn't it standard for us to request the ID number of someone we're contracting with, either Social Security or their federal ID number? I mean, we have something that we report taxes on, so...
Yes, that is true for people we do hire as a consultant. But in this case, I think the concern here arose that the prospective consultant might be a board member, thereby creating issues around, or creating at least some folks had concerns around whether or not that person would be seen as a, in IRS guidelines, as a true independent contractor. And the other concern was around whether or not hiring a board member could be construed, in this case by the state attorney general, as self-dealing. That's where the concern.
But that's not what the motion says, and so I'm vague on this, and it doesn't specify then who is charged for assuring this if this is such a unique thing. We've already discussed having counsel give an opinion in terms of the conflict of interest issue, but this is strictly an IRS tax reporting issue, is it not?
Of information?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's not clear. It's not a clear motion to me. I don't have a problem with. I mean, I think we should be doing this with anyone. But my question is, the action isn't clear. It's not the finance committee's duty to do whatever. It is going to be somebody. And my question is, who and what? And that's not clear in this.
Yeah, there's a point of information here. Who was that?
That was Bert Holt.
Yeah. Okay, but find information?
Yes. Well, she asked a question, and she wanted to know why that motion came about. Well, the motion came about specifically because the consultant might be a board member, and that we wanted to act prudently, and we didn't want to stop this thing from happening because we did not decide on the financial impact statement on this. So therefore, you know, this proposition or motion, whatever you want it to be, was to say that, you know, we looked at this financial impact statement, and this is the issues issue we did or did not have with it. And so therefore, we recommend that the board would look at this more carefully, since it's a potential PNB director that might be the consultant, and that, you know, certain measures of precaution be taken.
Oh, okay.
So that's why this is coming out here. And I think it is prudent to kind of consider this either as a motion or as a recommendation and talk about it and
okay.
even have a motion about it so that we can, you know, we can so that we have taken all the measures necessary to make sure that, you know, we do not break any laws or we are, you know, legitimately doing this.
Okay, I just didn't want to vote on something that makes it look like we're not all routinely doing this. I mean, why would we have a special motion? To me, it kind of flags you as, oh, you don't normally do this. And to me, it's like, this is what we always do. So, okay, but that kind of explains.
I'm just going to take it just one second.
Dave, may I be on the stack after Thomas?
And Wendy's on there somewhere, too.
Yeah, okay. Wendy...
I think Thomas is ahead of me, actually.
Okay. Well, you guys decide. Thomas, you're ahead of Wendy is ahead.
Oh, but wait, but Sar, maybe
Wendy,
you don't
Thomas,
know I'm the timekeeper.
And Dave. Oh, we're out of time?
We're out of time. We're a couple minutes over, so we need someone
okay,
to
well,
move to extend.
I'm going to extend for 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
I'm off.
But then, wait a minute. One person, please, and... who's making a motion to extend time?
Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, go ahead. Stay a little louder.
How
many minutes?
I'm going to extend for 15 minutes.
Okay,
Thomas.
I can. Thomas, okay. Any objection to extending time for 15 minutes? No objection. Time is extended 15 minutes. And next person on the agenda speaker is Wendy.
I think it's Thomas.
That's all right. Go ahead, Wendy, if you have time.
All right, I'll go. The
I'm reading the motion, and I did listen to the Finance Committee last night, and the motion says that I don't see that there's anything for the board to actually approve. The Finance Committee was asked to examine the financial impact of this project. They're not asked to debate the project or anything like that, and they have decided that the project is financially feasible, the impact summary reasonable, and then the rest, you know, recommending that you follow the law is really just kind of redundant to be in there. We always have to follow the law. So all I'm saying is that I don't even see how we have to approve it, because we asked for their recommendation. They gave their recommendation. If we say we don't like their recommendation, they still made this recommendation. So I think that we're spending a lot of time on this where there's not really anything to vote on. But anyway, if we vote on it, I'm going to vote to approve it, and I think we should approve all these Finance Committee motions.
Thank you. Thomas?
Oh. Yeah. What I think happened last night was, first of all, the resolution as read came out of the Finance Committee with a strong dissent from at least three members of the Finance Committee. And we were examining the financial impact, as, of course, this statement indicates. And a couple of concerns came out. One was stated by Bertolt, and another, actually more specifically, would be that when we start talking about whether the consultant is properly brought in, if we're not doing it properly, there could be serious tax consequences on the question of, whether the person is brought in as an employee or a contractor. And if we're not clear, we could incur tax liability that's not examined by the Finance Committee.
Just one second. Please, somebody mute their telephone. Thank you. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, so in other words, when what came out of the committee is, of course, over the dissent of at least three people, this thing, well, this is financially feasible. But there must still be an examination of whether tax issues or tax problems could generate an issue that could impair the financial feasibility of it. In other words, if that's what's being examined, and then this question comes out, which was specifically on the problem of whether this has been properly crafted so as to avoid this problem, then we need to we could not determine whether, if that problem arose, there would be a financial impact beyond what we could absorb. And there was substantial debate in the committee about the deficiencies in the report that made up the proposed financial impact statement. There were many criticisms about the proposal and the report being deficient, vague, and not providing the sort of precision needed for the financial impact statement to protect the organization. So that's what we're supposed to be talking about. So it is a valid concern, and the board wants to be responsible. I think that it must take on that advice from the committee, not just say, okay, they passed it, there it goes, and then ignore the warning that's there that the board ought to be mindful of that, and that we need to make sure that we protect against the problems that could arise under tax law.
Dave?
Yeah, I take Lydia's point as to vagueness, so I'd like to amend it to say that the PNB accepts the recommendation of the Finance Committee and instructs the Executive Director to request the Finance Foundation Council a written summary of the steps needed by the board.
I'm sorry, point of personal privilege or something. You are sounding like you were way underwater.
Yeah.
I'm having a very hard time understanding you. There's a lot of distortion when you speak, for some reason.
Dave, could you come out of underneath the water?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a towel.
I'll come closer to the mic if you're on.
Okay. The PNB accepts the recommendation of the National Finance Committee and instructs the Executive Director to request the Foundation Council
a written summary of the steps the foundation and the board must take to comply with all provisions, all relevant provisions of California Corporations Code and the tax code.
Second that.
Point of just Dave, was there just those two things, or was there some other concern that the Finance Committee expressed in there too? I don't have the motion in front of me because I just didn't receive the committee report. So, were there other concerns besides these two?
This is LaVarne.
And I second
Dave?
Dave's motion.
Oh,
Dave?
I already.
Dave?
It's a question for me?
Yes.
Well, there were a number of concerns. Yeah, I mean, people had a lot of concerns. Some of them, the committee, the finance committee, agreed that they were really, while they were concerns of members, they were things that were really determinations the board had to make. I think Thomas summarized it really well, that there were some members who felt that they couldn't, you know, make a complete judgment because of the issues he raised. And I think that it was a very, my feeling was that the process that we went through was a very healthy one and that it's a strong recommendation. And that I just agree with Lydia that someone needs to be charged with taking care of it.
What I meant was not just concerns in general, but concerns that were articulated by the Finance Committee, and they were part of the Finance Committee report. Were there any concerns that were more than these two that in your motion that you expressed?
These are relevant to the recommendations in the motion. There were other things going on in the meeting, yeah, but
no, not in the meeting, but...
No, not in the motion. As far as I know, I've covered everything that's raised in the motion.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Okay.
Point of order. This is LaVarne.
Thank you. Yeah, go ahead, LaVarne.
Oh, thank you.
At this time, because of the meeting that's proposed by Dave, the coordinating committee, to really look at this proposal and perhaps to... at that time have more information presented as a motion, that I think that we need to continue to discuss this within the time that we have. And Thomas's point is absolutely right on. This is, he summarized it very well. And I think that at this point, you know, we don't have to really pass a motion at this time. And I think that what we should do is that, and the way this is presented then is just to say, this is what the Finance Committee did, and this is their position. And this position, and this motion, Dave's on the committee, this position was voted on and approved by the committee with some dissenters on this. And I think that, you know, we should, at this point, we can accept it and then move on and then to reconsider this proposal once the coordinating committee has done its job to look at what they really want to present.
Thank you. Thank you. Dave, was...
I'm sorry. I'm not quite through. And at this time, I would just suggest that, you know, we accept this. It came out of the Finance Committee, and that the Finance Committee will look at the new proposal once the coordinating committee presents it to the PN, or presents it, and then the Finance Committee can look at it, and we can even call a special meeting to do that. Thank
Dave,
you.
Dave, was your motion seconded by someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, two couple people.
Okay.
Lydia and myself. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll. Anybody else want to speak on this?
This is LaVarne. Would you just like... consider my point of order that what was presented as a motion from the Finance Committee was really just in terms of looking at a consideration, and we had done the work of what was asked for us, and that was the Finance Committee's position. So again, you know, I would say that it's not really, although I initially said it was, we wanted the Finance, the PNB, to consider it, but not consider it as a motion, but to show that the Finance Committee had done its work, and that's the position. It was voted on by the Finance Committee. Dave is on there. There were three people dissenting, which included Brian, Thomas, and myself. And that I think that we can continue to discuss this, and we can move on.
Point of order.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, Dave.
I don't believe LaVarne's objection or comments are a point of order, and I believe the motion before us and the amendment are in order.
Well, thank
can you.
You
restate the motion and the amendment?
Could you restate that?
It's a substitute, but, well, actually, who knows? They're handled the same. The amendment was that the PMB accept the recommendation of the National Finance Committee and instruct the executive director to request of Foundation Council a written summary of all the steps needed to be taken by the foundation and the board to comply with the California Corporations Code and tax law.
Just a second here. Somebody want to speak?
The timekeeper says that there's three more minutes.
Thank you very much. Okay, so who want to speak? Number
like
one?
Me.
Who is I?
Lisa. Right.
Okay, who else? Anybody else besides Lisa?
Mary Berg, I just wanted to clarify that my language is okay.
Who else? Anybody else? Okay, Lisa, go ahead.
I want to say regardless of how you word LaVarne's suggestion or not, I don't see anything wrong with considering that. I think that this is an issue that raises a lot of issues that people are unclear about. We haven't even seen the proposal which this motion really comes from. And also to hear that there was such dissent on the finance committee, I really just think that we need to give this more time to discuss it. We should have the proposal in hand, and it's just something that warrants more discussion than just okay, are you going to vote this up or down, whatever, you know, within this time period. So I know David said it was not a point of order, whatever, but I think that. I support what LaVarne said, and I think that we should take that into consideration, and I don't see where it's going to make a difference whether we pass this tonight or wait until we've had more conversation, more discussion about what's going on here.
Okay, thank you very much. Wendy, how was it? How are we doing with time?
We have 2 minutes.
I have a point of order.
Thomas?
Yes.
Go ahead, Thomas.
As a point of order, you know, something that Lisa just said reminded me of the observation that Dave made at the outset. What we considered last night was only delivered to the Finance Committee, and the whole board has not had a chance to get the written materials in time, I think, for adequate notice. So as a point of order, I object to us deciding on Dave's motion. I don't want to table it indefinitely, but I think it ought to be put aside to a more definite date, that is after adequate notice on the part of the entire board, because,
I
make the point of order that we don't have adequate notice, but so as not to bury it, ignore it, and put it aside, I make the motion that we put the discussion of Dave's motion that was seconded aside to a definite date, which would be after sufficient notice to the entire board.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Just 1 second, Lydia. Hold on. Thomas, a motion to postpone to a certain time is an order.
That's
okay.
An order?
Yeah, it's an order. So you can make a motion to postpone this issue to some date.
I don't know what would be adequate time because I'm not the chair and I don't know. I'm not familiar with our board's procedures yet with how quickly we get out notice and what the entire board would accept as adequate notice. I guess that would be at least 7 to 10 days, something like that.
Can
you just suggest that we do it at our meeting on the 6th?
Meeting on the 6th. How many days does that give us? Brother Chair?
14.
Please just let one person speak. Thanks.
Mr. Chair, how many days does that give us?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. I'm amenable to the 6th. Yes, I move that we postpone discussion of Dave's motion until the 6th, provided that we have adequate notice to the entire board, as I've described earlier.
This is Lydia. Can you put me on the back, please?
So our time is up. We need to extend or something.
May I extend two minutes? I oppose the postponement.
Motion has been made to extend time for 15 minutes. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Any objection to extending time for 15 minutes? No objection. Time is extended 15 minutes. And Thomas, go ahead with your motion.
Okay, my motion would be to postpone until the 6th.
Thomas, can you wait a second? I wanted to have, or at some point, have Dave's motion read so I can judge the merit of my vote. So I don't know if you want to do that before.
No.
No.
Point of order. I would like
he's right in the middle of making his motion. Go ahead. Thomas, make a motion.
Okay. My motion is that we postpone the discussion and decision on Dave's motion until the underlying report on the financial impact has been provided to the board with adequate notice, and that the postpone until the 6th to our meeting on the 6th, and that would be on condition that we have adequate notice, week's notice, I think, of the financial impact statement that we're actually discussing to the entire board.
Okay.
I'm sorry I'm not so articulate tonight, y'all.
That's okay. Could you please give that motion there to second it? Anybody second that?
Yes, second, LaVorne.
Okay, the motion is seconded.
Okay.
Now, Thomas, so if you can give if you have an email there, you can send a copy of that motion over there to Mary.
Yeah, we can send it out.
Okay.
So
the discussion now is motion to postpone to April 6th. Okay, who wants to be on the stack?
Lydia.
This is Ray. There's more than that. I'd like to hear Dave's motion again so we know what we're postponing. So I know
Lydia.
It.
Okay. Lydia, who else?
Ray, you want a point of information?
Ray?
That's what I need, a point of information that Dave's motion.
Okay, go ahead, Dave. Mary, could you read Dave's motion to Ray?
That the P&B accepts the recommendation of the National Finance Committee and instructs the EB to request of the Corporate Council a written report, a written summary of all the steps the Foundation and Board must take to comply with all relevant provisions of the California Code and the tax codes.
Okay. The motion before us right now is that of Thomas Ruffin, and and it's a postpone to April 6th, and he has and his motion is Mary has it. Mary, could you tell what the motion is?
I have the first version, Thomas. I don't have the.
Thomas, could you read it?
Let me see if what I have is correct.
Thomas see if you don't have it.
Well, I want to see.
Do you have it or don't you have it?
Yes, I'd like to read what I have since Thomas read two versions. I want to see if what I have is acceptable to him. He read two different versions. And what I wrote was, he moves that we postpone the discussion of Dave's motion until our meeting on April 6th, provided that the board has duly received all the documents, all relevant information and documents.
Thomas, is that correct?
I think that's almost right, but I don't want to burden the deliberations of the Finance Committee and of Dave's efforts with all relevant documents. I really want, provided there's a distribution of the final form of the financial impact statement that Dave's motion pertains to. So that would be more accurate. But thank you, Mary. You were right on point.
Okay.
So, sir, am I on?
Yes, you're on. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay.
And then Bob.
Okay. So the reason that the motion to postpone makes no sense to me is because on April 6th, then we wouldn't have one of the most relevant documents that we need to make the, any kind of a decision. Dave's motion merely says that, that the ED could solicit from corporate counsel an opinion about compliance with both California corporate code as well as tax law. And we need that in order to make any further you know, decision on April 6th or whatever other day. So it makes no sense to me to postpone that action until April 6th. Then we would have to extend yet again. And for all the reasons that the ED said that it would not be prudent to keep extending this, but to move on this expeditiously, I mean, it's not like we're going to make a death-defying leap into anything. We're just getting counsel on these issues rather than speculating on them. And it would be important for us not to postpone, but allow the executive director to solicit the information we need.
Okay,
Ray.
Bob on the set.
Ray.
Mary Bird on the
Ray.
Set.
Okay, the
Thomas Ruffin, put Thomas on it.
Okay, just a second here. Who was Lydia, Ray, Bob, who else?
Dave,
Tom,
Mary,
Dave, Thomas,
Dave, Bob.
Dave, Thomas. Who else?
Came after Bob. Thomas came after me, then Dave.
Doesn't matter who comes. Just, you know, you'll get
it. Ray,
just
sorry.
Give me your name. Thomas,
Ray.
After who? Ray.
Ray,
you are the...
You all have 9 minutes.
Sorry.
Okay, so...
I see.
So take. So be brief then. Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, well, I was just going to add to Lydia's arguments that this motion effectively does postpone the motion, except it does it in a real world. It does it connected to obtaining specific information. So I would support it.
Oh, thank you for being short and very precise. Bob?
Well, I mostly agree with Lydia's point that I certainly think the steps in Dave's motion about getting advice from counsel are critical to happen ASAP. But there's a first part of Dave's motion, which is that we approve the Finance Committee financial impact statement. And there I agree with Thomas that there's an issue of people getting this at the last minute and not being prepared tonight to say that they approve it. So I would move to divide that into two separate motions. The first one about approving the recommendation, that one then I would support Thomas's motion to postpone to April 6th, but the second part of Dave's motion to vote on tonight about the opinion from counsel.
Second.
Say that again here, Bob.
I'm moving to divide the motion.
Uh-huh.
Into
and?
Two pieces, divide it. Maybe Mary can help me. I don't have it in front of me. The,
okay.
The first after the phrase about approving the recommendation, divide it right there.
Yeah. The first part is that the PNB accepts the recommendation of the National Finance Committee. That's all there was there, but that included the financial. That would be
okay,
the
that's
first
the first part. And the second part?
The second part would be that the PNB instructs the ED to request of the Corporate Counsel a written summary of all the steps the Foundation and Board must take to comply with all relevant provisions of the California Code and Tax Code.
Okay.
And that would be the second part. That's my understanding.
That's correct.
Okay, there's a motion. The motion to divide. Who's that? Who seconded?
Lisa. But I wasn't there. Somebody else seconded it before I did.
Lisa seconded. Lisa seconded. Okay.
What I heard.
Somebody else seconded before me.
Okay, doesn't matter. Somebody seconded. Doesn't matter. As long as it's not the same person. Let's go to the first part now. Seconded, we'll have discussion on that.
Point of order.
PNB accept. Who's that?
Bob.
Yes, Bob, go ahead.
Just to be compliant with Robert's rules, he should first ask if there's any objection to dividing the motion.
Okay. Is there any objection to dividing the motion? No objection to dividing the motion. Okay, let's go to the first part.
Point of order, very quickly.
Who's that?
Thomas.
Yes, Thomas, go ahead.
Is Bob's motion to divide the same as a motion to amend
the motion to amend Dave's motion by calling for the council to provide that sort of advice to the board? I mean, isn't that the same thing? He just provided, and it'd be available by the 6th when we would have deliberations on whether to adopt, whether to accept the report from the Finance Committee. Isn't that the same thing?
You know, as a matter of fact, you know, it's my mistake here. A motion to postpone takes precedence over other motions.
Okay.
And Thomas' motion was postponed to a definite time, and that takes precedence. And motion to divide is secondary motion. So, we have to vote on the motion to postpone.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Dave.
Please. Yeah, his secondary motion, the motion to divide, is a motion to divide the motion to postpone. And I think it is in order. In other words, he's not applying it to a division of the original motion. He's applying
it. Is that right, Bob?
Yes, that's correct.
Bob?
Yes,
you
that's
are
correct.
Applying it to, you're applying it to Dave's motion?
Yes.
Motion to divide.
To the motion to postpone.
No, just a second. Let me hear from Bob. Bob?
Dave has characterized it correctly, that the motion to postpone, I'm proposing it be divided into two pieces. The motion to postpone the first phrase and the motion to postpone the remaining phrase.
Exactly.
Motion to postpone simply says delay it to a certain time. It does not really go to the merits of the motion, whether to divide or not. That's very entirely different matter. So that would be, as far as I'm concerned, that would be out of order. And I'd like to take some view from the
well,
the rest of you guys, but I think motion to postpone will be the first one. And if that fails, then we move on to, and we can divide the other motion, and we can deal however we want to deal with it.
I appeal the ruling,
Mr. Chair, there are two pending. I'm next on the stack. May I be recognized?
One person at a time. Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you. Look, we will torture ourselves and spend a lot of time here. If Greg just says to do it, we don't have to go through all of this grief. Thomas is on point. Not having gotten the financial impact statement, whose recommendation, the recommendation the Finance Committee pertains to, not having gotten that in enough time, we shouldn't vote it now. So we really should postpone that. And Lydia's point is also well made, that we need to get the opinion of counsel. But if Greg just says, I'll do it, then we don't need to struggle anymore. We can just vote the postponement and move on. So, Greg,
I will ask our counsel to provide a written summary of all
the steps second here. Hold on.
And board will
hold on. Hold on. Dave, what, that was your point of order?
No, I was next on the stack. I asked to be recognized.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the point of order, Dave.
It is a point of order, but that,
can we
agree
right.
with the argument.
All right.
Come on, you guys.
All right. Okay.
That's 3 minutes.
Let's go there and vote on motion to postpone.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of order.
Yes, Mary.
My understanding of what Bob said is correct, but the motion Dave had, both parts, all parts, constitute the motion to postpone. So Thomas then moved to divide that motion to postpone. So when you say vote on the motion to postpone, Thomas talked about dividing that motion to postpone. So which we can't.
Thomas,
you're not using things in the same way.
Just a second. Okay, I'll ask you brilliant folks. I think Thomas want to postpone Dave's motion in entirety to the next on April 6th.
Is that correct?
So I've had it right. Bob talked about the division. I said postpone.
All right.
Discussion.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
Because I thought I heard Dave ask the ED if he would ask the legal counsel to provide some of the information that was requested in this anyway. So I just want to ask
the motion,
if that's going to happen.
Thank you very much, Lisa. But the motion here is the motion to postpone to April 6th.
No, I understand. But this is a point of information. I want to know, did I hear the ED respond and say that he would do that?
I was trying, yes.
Okay, so that's just what I want to know. You'll ask legal counsel to provide certain things that we need. That's what I want to know. Okay.
Call the question.
Don't need to call the question.
Mr. Chair, I was.
Yes.
Mr. Thomas, I was on the stack on my motion. Can I?
We have 1 minute left.
Motion
on
to postpone?
Yes. Motion to postpone. Yeah, very quickly.
All right.
Okay. Skip that Dave might have put the statement on the table in the wrong way. I think he said it right, and we're all in agreement. At least he and I are in agreement that this needs to be postponed, and the executive director can make sure that we get the legal information in on time for the 6th. I think it'd be better if we just moved on rather than even vote on it, with the understanding that we'll have the information, the legal advice, saying how to make this comply with the law on the 6th. Then we can save our energy on discussing the motion that Dave has put rather than voting to postpone. I think, really, for Dave and me, we're in accord now. Maybe we can move without objection.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to call the question, please.
Okay, the question has been called. Was that Levon?
That was Sandra, but Sandra, you're way out there. We can barely hear you.
Hi, Sandra.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I hear you.
Better.
Sandra, I would like to call the question, please.
Oh, thank you. All right. Any objections to ending debate? No objection to ending debate. Any objections to postponing this motion to Thomas' motion to April 6th?
Yes, this is. Yeah, yes. You could just make a note that I object unless there's someone else.
And Wendy too.
I object. Well, then okay. I think we should take a vote.
Okay, just go ahead and take a vote.
Done.
Take a vote, Mary.
Okay. Okay. Dave Adelson.
And
hello, Dave.
He said abstain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Lydia?
No.
Don White?
Abstain.
LeVar and Williams?
I pass.
Lisa Davis.
Yes.
Bob Letterman.
Yes.
Ray LaForest.
No.
A.C. Byrd.
Pass.
Ambrose Lane.
No.
Rob Robinson.
I have to recuse myself, Madam Secretary.
Oh, you do. That's
yes.
Good. Evelyn Bethune. Evelyn Bethune?
Not there.
Star 6.
Yes, okay, well, I'll come back to her. Sandra Rollins?
No.
Okay. Wendy Schroll?
No.
Michael Woodson, are you here?
Can I pass?
Sure you can. Okay. Rip?
I vote no.
Okay. Chandra Hoffman?
No.
Okay, Thomas Ruffin?
Yes.
And Bertold Reimers?
I pass.
We'll go back to Lamar Williams.
Yes.
Can I change my vote to abstain? This is Chandra.
Yes.
Is it too late?
Nope.
No, it's not too late.
Thank you.
Okay. A.C. Byrd? A.C. Byrd, star 6 to you. I'll come back to him. All right. Evelyn Bethune, are you here yet? Are you gone? Okay. Michael Woodson.
I vote yes.
Vote yes. Okay. Now, we'll pass. Berto, you pass.
So that was a good time. Dave offered us a solution.
Berto?
Berto, how do you vote? You pass, so I'm coming back.
Yeah, I vote yes.
Voting yes. Okay. A.C. Bird, are you passed? A.C. Bird. Going. A.C. Bird. Okay, well, I don't know what happened to him, but okay. Let me count these up here. Is there anyone I didn't call? I think I did call everyone, but can you look? Anyone I missed?
Go ahead, Mary.
Mary, you have to call on yourself.
Yeah.
And record your vote.
I did.
I must leave
no.
you now to go and see whether our attorneys are on the other line.
Okay. I voted no.
I hear when you get back.
Mary, what's the count?
8 no, 6 yes.
Wait.
Were you asking?
No. 6 no, and...
No, 8
no.
8 no, 6 yes. 8 no, 6 yes. I haven't yet counted the abstention. And I count 3 abstentions.
Could you tell me who they are on no? Could you go over that again?
Are you asking for me to read it?
Yes.
What are you asking?
Read the name of the yes, and you need to read the name of the notes.
All right. Lydia Brazon, no. Mary Berg, no. Ray LaForce, no. Ambrose Lane, no. Sandra Rowline, no. Wendy Schroll, no. And Rip Robbins, no. The yeses are...
Yes.
LaVarne.
That's 7. So that's 7 right there.
What are you saying? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I still count 8.
Okay.
Lydia, Mary, Ray, Ambrose, Sandra, and
Wendy
and Rip. That's 7.
I count 8.
You want to read them again?
That's 7.
Somebody else start writing.
But they've abstained.
No. Mary Berg, no. That's 2. Lisa, I'm sorry. The next one is Ray LaForce. That's 3. Ambrose Lane is 4. Sandra Rowline is 5. Wendy Schroll is 6. Rip is 7. Wait a minute. Maybe you're right. Or maybe I missed you. No, wait.
All right. Could you count on the yes side?
Okay. That's 7. Okay. And you can hear all the yeses. Okay. LaVarne Williams, yes. That's 1. Lisa Davis, 2. Bob Lederer, 3. Michael Woodson, 4. Thomas Ruffin, 5. And Bertold Reimers is... He went to... He's 6, yes. Oh, I see what happened here. Okay. I see how I thought it was 7.
Barry?
So that... Yes.
This is Evelyn. Did you get my yes?
No, I did not. I never heard from you. I went back to you.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Forgive
yes.
me, please.
Yeah, no, I never heard you. All right. Well, that makes it 8 yes.
Okay.
No, that makes it 7. It's
seven,
a tie.
It's a tie. Okay.
Yeah, LaVarne, Lisa, Bob, Michael, Thomas, Bertold, and Evelyn. That's 7.
Yeah, that's
so good. Sarv has to break the tie.
Oh, jeez.
Or not.
Oh, geez.
Is there anybody who can change their vote?
I'll change my vote to yes.
Okay, Dave changed his vote to yes.
Ooh, but now you can make a tie.
This is also awesome.
Jay says the vote to yes, so the issue is postponed till April 6th. Then. Thank you very much.
Okay, now, then we do not have, now, can I ask a point of information?
What is it about?
Early, I never got an answer. I never heard what the answer to her question was.
It is. What is the point of information?
Was Greg to ask the council to provide the summary, in other words, to provide the summary that had been in Dave's motion of the steps we need to take to comply with all relevant provisions of the California Code and so forth. I heard that Dave asked Greg to do this and that he said he would.
I think
same thing. Did we hear this correctly or not?
Yes.
So I think that all the concerns that we have in that the finance committee is expressed, and Dave's motion is expressed. Dave can start working on it. Greg can work on it, and General Counsel can work on it. And next meeting, they're going to be on the meeting anyway, so they can tell us.
The concern was that we get the information a week before the meeting, so that we don't get it the day of the meeting.
Can we move the agenda, please?
Okay, thank you very much.
I just want to know if this is happening.
Okay.